BBC WM 95.6 Sport.
Good afternoon, this is Mike Taylor with a look ahead to the new Speedway season. This sport with its long-established roots here in the West Midlands will once again be part of our programme of summer sport coverage in 2018. Although it might not feel too much like summer just now, the ice and snow has been chipped off our local tracks at Monmouth Green and Perry Bar, and the first matches are not far away for our local teams Wolverhampton, Birmingham and Cradley. We'll be paying close attention to all three here on BBC WM over the coming months, with news and information in our sports bulletins and a selection of live matches available to listen to online, as well as extra interviews available via our social media channels. Over the next half hour, we'll hear how all three clubs are set for a new campaign and speak to some of the key personalities at the Wolves, Brummies and Heathens, assessing their prospects in, as ever, an important year. Can Wolverhampton win back the top flight title they so proudly won 2 years ago, but lost unluckily in a dramatic final last year? Will the new ownership and some fresh ideas at Birmingham help the Brummies to flourish at Perry Bar? And what of the Heathens, still desperate for a home of their own, but keeping the flame alive for another year? All that coming up between now and 6 o'clock in the 2018 BBC WM Speedway Preview.
BBC WM 95.6 Sport.
Thanks for being with us. The weather has already made one intervention in the local Speedway calendar, snow delaying the annual press and practice day for Wolverhampton planned last Monday. They'll try again this coming Monday, but nevertheless we'll hear during this programme from the team manager Peter Adams as he gets ready to seek yet another title. And we'll hear from one of the promoters of Cradley, Nigel Pearson, who'll tell us why, although it's a reduced fixture list for the Heathens this year, there's still a hope that the dreams of their fans will finally come true. But we'll begin with a club at which there's been perhaps the most change over the winter, the Birmingham Brummies. Last time the veteran owner Tony Moll stepped away from Perry Bar, their fortunes burned brightly for a while, but the club eventually folded. Moll revived it again, but now he and his long-serving team manager Graham Drury have finally called time on their Speedway careers. This time the new owners have spent much more time in the sport, but are still venturing into different territory. Let's hear from David Mason, who competed at various levels of Speedway for more than 30 years, man and boy, including for the Brummies last year. But now he's moved to the other side of the fence to run the club along with his father, Peter. At their press and practice day on Wednesday, David Mason told me that he was partly fulfilling an ambition and partly stepping into the unknown.
I think it's a bit of both, really. it's a new adventure, I would say. Yeah. It's going to be completely different. I mean, today I should be riding. So, you know, for 32 years, yeah, I've been on a Speedway bike. It hasn't really sunk in. It hasn't sunk in that I'm here right now, doing what I'm doing and trying to find out what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, we've got such a great, back team. They're fantastic. You know, Lawrence Lee and Ryan have been absolutely fantastic. You know, they've been kind of keeping everything together. And because they've done it before and they know what they're doing, it's, you know, for me, I didn't realise that, when you're a speed rider, you just pull up, you get your van, you get your bike out of the van, you put it in a pitch, you have a warm up, and then you go out. But you don't realise how much goes on behind the scenes. It's absolutely phenomenal. So, we're looking forward to it. You know, the guys, we've got a great team. You know, I think personally, the team we picked, or you know, obviously Lawrence and I picked, that it's certainly up the top. You know, and we've got a good reserve in Leon. So you know, he's one of the brightest youngsters coming through at the moment. I just think we're going to have a good year. I mean, we've sold more season tickets this year so far than 2016 and 2017. So that's obviously saying something.
Sure.
Hopefully it's a good buzz about the place. So and that's what it needs. Yeah. It needs a bit of an uplift. No disrespect to Tony and Graham, yeah. Tony Moore and Graham. They did a fantastic job. They kept it alive from obviously when things went wrong in 2014. And you know, you got to take your hat off to them. But It's our turn now.
Sure.
We've got to change a few things and hopefully everyone will fall in place. But so far, so good.
And you don't, in a sense, start from scratch. Firstly, because you've got people who know around you. Sure, secondly, yeah, you've got the facility already here. Yeah. And, you know, as you, as well as you personally being steeped in the sport, there is already something to build on.
That's right. I mean, you know, that was one good thing about when we purchased this. There's a, you know, there's a team here that do everything, you know. You know, there's, it's great, you know, and the, you know, they're mostly volunteers, which is, which, you know, which is great for us as well. And yeah, everything's here, you know, the stands are here, the track's here, you know. It's just getting more bums on seats, and that's what we want to do, and that's why we're going, we're heading in the other direction with obviously getting the youngsters in and things like that. And we were so shocked on the figures of how many kids came through the door last year, and that's something we're introducing. Obviously we've got Brummy the Bear, you know, so it's a lot of things going on with the kids this year, and got more entertainment going on. You know, we haven't just got 15 heats of speedway, so it's something that obviously Lee, Ryan, I'd say Lawrence as well, we're all working on really hard in the back, you know, obviously in the background, and it's you know, I think people will be shocked that it'd be good, you know, and I think that's something it needed. You know, as I say, it was very bland and plain last year, and I say I came in halfway through the season and I saw it, and I think it's great. It's a lovely stadium, isn't it? You know, but it needed that extra push.
Yeah.
And I crashed here actually, just here, and I thought to myself right there and then, I think I've had enough now. You know, so and that made up my mind. I mean, I think I was pretty much sitting over there passing out, but you know, and I just thought to myself, I've had enough now, it's time. You know, and I didn't want to kind of finish injured, you know, I didn't want to do another year and then something happened. So yeah, but you know, now's now, and you know, it's good so far, so good.
And has you know, is this something that you've always thought about for a long time? I couldn't run one of these. Or, you know, is it just you see an opportunity come up? Obviously, it was known that Tony was looking to finish off.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, to be fair, I kind of, in 2015, late 2014, going into 2015, I actually inquired about Eastbourne.
Right.
Got a long way down the road, and obviously the Eastbourne boys like to stick together. So,
sure, of course.
So it didn't happen. But, you know, we about 15 years ago, Dad and I tried to get a place in Southampton as well. Dad's also done a year promoting at Sittingbourne.
Sure.
So he knows, you know, we've kind of done the odd bit, you know, bits, and we've you know, we've not thought about it, but yeah, no, this was an opportunity that they, you know, they don't come up that often.
Sure.
Obviously speedway tracks don't, do they? But no. And to have, say, the facilities here and, you know, the staff, back room, everything all here ready to go, why not?
David Mason, the new Brummies owner. There's at least one strand of continuity between last year's Brummies and this season's team, though. Tom Bacon returns at number one once again, and he's very happy to be back.
Yeah, third season, you know, it was my main priority to get back to Birmingham. It really does feel like home for me now, and, you know, we got the deal done pretty quickly after last season. So, yeah, just been looking forward to getting back here.
Why Birmingham, Tom?
It's probably the most professional club at this level. You know, the setup's brilliant. They've got a good fan base. Really enjoy the track, and just an added bonus is it's local to me, living in Coventry. So everything works for me here.
And now, obviously, there's been a big change of management. Graham Drury and Tony Moult and so on have been in charge. David Mason has come in, and Lawrence Rogers. But, I mean, Speedway's a pretty small family, so nobody's that much of a stranger, are they?
No, everyone should know each other. And, you know, riding with Dave last year, yes, I know how much of a professional guy he is, so he'll carry on the work that Graham and Tony did. And it'll be nice to see some new ideas and see what this season brings with the new guys in charge.
And is, I mean, are you feeling that already in the sort of the chat you've had so far? Because obviously you're one of the, and I feel ridiculous saying this, someone of your age, but you're one of the relatively senior members of the team, I'm sorry to say. But, you know, because you've been here before, you're a bit of continuity to it. So has that been part of your conversation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing can be faulted about the way Graham and Tony ran the club.
Sure.
It was very professional, and but you know, the way that David and Peter have acted so far has been really impressive. The ideas they've come forward with are exciting, and I think having Lee in charge of the commercial side really brings another professional element to it, and I've been fortunate enough to work with them already, meeting sponsors, and it's been a really enjoyable process in the winter.
Well, they seem to have really thrown themselves into it. I mean, it sounds like they're coming from nowhere, because obviously they're Speedway people, but it seems like they've come in really with a sort of fresh approach, you know, to build on what's been here before.
Yeah, you know, in speedway terms especially, you know, Dave's got a bit of a younger view on things, and I think that's what the sport needs. They've got some ideas to try and attract the younger crowd, which is what we really need, and it's a sport that really should be able to do that. It's exciting, and kids should love it, so hopefully their ideas will work, and hopefully we'll see the crowds increase from what they already are, even though they're already very good here.
What does a speedway rider do during the winter, Tom? Because it's a long season, and it's, you know, it's pretty hard going, as everybody who's ever taken any look at speedway knows. You rest?
We work, you know. Unfortunately, it's not quite as well paid as you'd like it to be. You know, this winter was a bit different for me. I had an operation in October and had to rest till December. But after Christmas, I'd been working full time, like anybody else would, and at the same time trying to sort sponsors, contracts, bikes. So there's a lot of long hours even in the winter for us, but it's a relief when press day comes around and we can finally focus on just riding speedway again.
I was about to say, you can actually get on with the job today.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of politics in the winter, waiting for teams, and, you know, especially for me with the two leagues, so I had to wait till February to get my second team, and once all that's sorted, it's nice to get your head down and be nice just to get my crash out on, get back on track, and remember why we do it.
And indeed. And what's, you know, achievable this year for the Brummies and for yourself? I mean, obviously, you've got ambitions. You say you've got two clubs to ride for you.
The Brummies looking at us, you know, our ambition's got to be to make the playoffs, and then obviously from there try and win the league. I think we've got a very, very strong top three. I went to France with Leon, Leon Flint, and we've got a very strong reserve to at least start the season with. So definitely for the Brummies is to make the playoffs, and for myself it's the same as it is every time, every race, just go out and do my best and try and win that race, and if I do that, we can hopefully keep progressing like I have in the past couple of seasons.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it as well, but winning makes you enjoy it, so they go hand in hand.
Tom Bacon of the Birmingham Brummies, you're listening to BBC WM's Speedway Preview for 2018.
BBC WM 95.6 Sport.
More from the Brummies later, but now to our top flight side, Wolverhampton, champions in 2016 and so close to retaining their title last year, denied by a single point in the grand final against Swindon when they were badly hamstrung by serious injuries to several of their top riders. A lot of things have remained the same for their 2018 challenge, not least at the top of the club, with Chris Van Straten still promoter and Peter Adams continuing his long and often successful reign as team manager. But a key change for Wolves was forced on them by the need to choose between their top two men from last season, the Swedes Freddie Lindgren and Jakob Torssell. In the end, they went for the younger man in Torssell, but Peter Adams told me this week that it was a very tough call they wish they didn't have to make.
Well, it was tough. You know, quite the toughest decision, I think, in team selection that Chris and I have had to make for certainly a very long time. All forced, of course, by a regulation that the PSPA introduced at their annual general meeting, which restricts the quality of people you can have at the top end of the team. That was done principally because there was one club sat around the table who doubted their ability to attract a really big hitter. So the consensus of opinion was that the answer to that was to create a surplus of those riders, which they've done. But of course, it means that at just the time when a change of race day means that some of the world's better riders would have been able to accommodate the British League, they can't get in because the rules don't allow it. So it's a completely self-defeating regulation, and one which we at Wolverhampton were very opposed to. But nevertheless, there it is, and it forced a choice for us between Freddie Lindgren and Jakob Forsell. And for a whole raft of reasons, you know, we've gone down the Jakob route, and he's keen to get started, and we'll monitor his progress as we go along. And I certainly don't think it's the last we've seen of Freddie in a Wolverhampton race jacket, that's for sure.
No, well, I'm sure his many supporters will be pleased to hear that. What were the sort of some of the main reasons for making the choice you have? I mean, obviously he's a bit younger, but we've seen the progress he's made, particularly over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, this is not by any means the principal reason, but you must remember that this decision was taken at a time when it rather looked as though there would be no television contract in the UK. And we're not talking tuppence here, Mike.
No.
I mean, for a Premier League track, the old television contract would have been worth north of £50,000 a year to each track. So if you're faced with the prospect of starting the season £50,000 plus down on last year's turnover before a wheel is even turned, then that is something that has to be taken into account. And I know that certainly a television contract has since emerged, but it is nowhere near the levels that we've become accustomed to historically. So that was one of the reasons. And Freddie also said that he thought that, you know, riding the volume of meetings he did last season, where he's competing in three leagues and the Grand Prix and the World Cup and, you know, every other day, although he didn't sort of say as much, I think he was secretly looking for a bit of a break and to drop, you know, one of those competitions. So I think had we not made the decision, he may well have made it for us. So that was principally what was behind it. But as you say, you know, Jacob is not exactly a novice. He's,
no.
Genuinely the coming thing. And, you know, we feel he's well able to fill that position that Freddie once occupied. But he does need, obviously, to get over the serious injuries that he himself sustained at the back end of last season. But he's fully recovered now. He just needs time on the bike, you know, and then the points will start flowing, I'm sure.
Yes, I've no doubt. You've got, again, it's quite a familiar look. You've got, I mean, there are one or two new faces in the team, but there are a lot of riders who are tried and tested, not only in the league, but in particular at Monmouth Green.
Yeah, this is a similar pattern to the one we followed last year. Our 2017 team contained five riders from the season before, and we've gone down exactly the same route this time. Five of this year's team were with us last year, and of the newcomers, Ashley Morris is certainly known to us. Obviously, he's ridden for us before, born and lives in the town.
Sure.
So it's nice to have some local influence in the team. And our other newcomer, Cameron Heaps, Australian international, his career is really beginning to develop and take off now. And he certainly finished the season, you know, very strongly last year with Ipswich and Somerset. So we're very glad to have him on board.
Yeah, I imagine, I mean, you would obviously know 100 times better than me, but I imagine that's the point where you want to bring a young rider in, where you can see the form that they're hitting. You know, you sort of get them on an upward curve, so to speak.
Yeah, I think we're looking for improvement in all departments in the team, obviously. Mm. And in Cameron, we really think that we've got somebody who can put at least a point or two on his starting average. And if he does, you know, then that will help the team, obviously, to develop as the season unfolds. But I wouldn't say that, you know, he's the only rider that we're looking towards for improvement. We're looking at all of them for that. And we think that they're all capable of doing better than they did last season.
Peter Adams, his desire to win yet another title, burning as strongly as ever. You can take a first look at their team at their practice session at Monmouth Green on Monday night. And we'll hear more from them in our bulletins and on social media in the coming days.
BBC WM 95.6 Sport.
Also back at Monmouth Green for 2018 are the Cradley Heathens, but their continued nomadic existence means, for this year, a shorter programme of fixtures. For the first time since their revival, the Heathens will not field a team in the National League, but will contest the National Trophy, involving at least eight fixtures between April and August. One of the trio behind the Heathens, Nigel Pearson, also a familiar face and voice in Speedway's television coverage for many years, of course, told me this week that their situation continues to be difficult, but they really wanted to keep the Cradley flame alive.
That was the most important thing, Mike. We took a decision during the winter that after 8 years of National League Speedway, Monmouth Green is only available for a set amount of dates. I think we've got six Mondays for the Heathens. and unfortunately it's financially unviable to race at Perry Barr for Cradley. Obviously it works very well for Birmingham, it's their home track, but it's just that little bit further away from the Cradley, Dudley, Stourbridge area. And last season the Cradley fans did not support Cradley at Perry Barr in sufficient numbers, and after 8 years of trying and trying and trying and working on new projects for new stadiums, we feel we've hit a brick wall. And a defining moment came in the winter where we could have closed down and walked away, but we decided to enter a team in the International Trophy. So we've got four home, four away. We're going to run the Golden Hammer, and hopefully we'll have a National Trophy final as well.
Yeah, well, that would be great. But you know, the most important thing was to not let it... I mean, an awful lot of work has gone in from a lot of people over the last 8 years. People have turned out, certainly at Monmouth Green, as you say. It would have been awful for it to just stop there.
There was a part of me that thought, well, actually, you know, the time's right.
Yeah.
The time's right. We've given it a go for 8 years. We haven't made any progress with Dudley Council. We haven't really got any progress with any sites elsewhere. We have a supporters trust that we're working very closely with, and we hope that their encouraging signals and intent can realise the dream and help us on that. But my increasing business commitments as well now mean that I'm not around as often as I used to be. I'm so busy with other areas of work, which you know I do, and therefore it was a timescale thing as well. So it just felt like the time was right to maybe walk away. But then when Chris Van Strand, Gary Patchett and myself sat down and the reality struck, right, we're either closing this club down or we keep the flame flickering, we decided that let's enter the trophy. And if the trust can work with us, and the trust are happy to maybe form a group that can work with us and maybe join us with some of the financial input, maybe we can re-enter the league next year.
Yeah.
At Perry Barr and at Monmouth Green. But I'm certainly not personally, and I know Chris and Gary agree with this, personally not prepared to lose any more money at Perry Barr on a Wednesday by bringing the heathens here.
Fair enough. I think people will understand that, but equally I'm sure heathen fans will appreciate the fact that it's not been just left now after all the work that's gone into it, because you know it took a lot to get this far.
I think it's been a wonderful achievement. I mean, you've been there. You were here on opening night. Yeah. You've been there right from the start, and you've seen this fantastic phoenix rising from the ashes after the closure in '95 at Dudley Wood Stadium.
Well, you proved that people wanted it.
People want it, and they do still want it. And I think it was a case of reality struck when last season there was a certain amount of apathy. The team weren't doing well with Cradley. Management got turned on by a certain section of supporters, which happens in sport. But I think when reality struck and we're not in the league and they're not going to see a full season, a lot of disappointed people. Could have been worse, but it could be better, and maybe better times will come in the future. My own personal involvement, I can't guarantee it any longer than this season, because I've got so many other commitments, both personally and business-wise.
But the door is open for somebody, be it the trust or whoever else, to come in and take the baton up if they're the right people.
I don't think they could really take the baton up completely.
No.
But what I do think is that the opportunity would be there for them to work with us, with Gary Patchett, Will Pottinger, Chris Van Straten, and maybe join forces to get the club back in the league.
Yeah.
I don't think the opportunity would necessarily be there for somebody else to go in at Monmouth and Perry Barr and run Cradley Heathens, because they would have to have they'd have to be established promoters, and David Mason at Birmingham and Chris Van Straten and Wolves would have to be happy that they can work with them. But certainly the door's far from closed.
Yeah.
It's not the end, but it's a defining moment, and we either make this work and continue the Cradley name, or next October we do finally draw a line under it.
The Cradley Heathens chairman Nigel Pearson still hopeful, like so many in the sport who've got behind the Heathens since their comeback, that they might find a solution and a home of their own one day. One more interesting tale before we close. Maybe it will herald a longer term trend, we'll see. The Brummies have decided to include a female rider in their development squad, the Birmingham Bulls, when they contest the Midland Development League. She is Rachel Hellowell. She's 23 and has had a taste of Speedway previously. But this is a bigger chance for her, and she turned her first laps of Perry Barr this week. She told me that this is a great opportunity and she's looking forward to taking it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't thank Lawrence enough and everyone else that was involved. I have done it before. I've done the Northern Junior League before and a bit of the Midland Development League. but this time it just feels a little bit different, so I'm quite excited.
So, yeah, well, it's a great facility to come and race at here. You're part of a big promotion. They really want to, you know, in lots of ways, make it a big year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with Dave and his family taking on Birmingham, I think it'll be a breath of fresh air and something a bit different and learning for us all, but it's exciting to be involved, so...
I know you've done a bit before, but for how long have you wanted to do it? When did you start thinking, you know, I could, never mind the lads, I can do that?
Good question. I think I'm still waiting for me to feel like that. No, I mean, it doesn't really bother me that I quite enjoy racing with the lads. It makes it a bit more exciting. And don't get me wrong, I love racing with the girls as well, but it doesn't bother me either way.
For a lot of people in this sport, it's a family thing, Speedway. It's been part of the family forever, whether it was spectators or riders or whatever. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, I mean, my dad lives and breathes motorbikes, so he's brought me up, bringing me to Speedway, and yeah, I mean, my mum stays well away. She gets terrified at the thought of me stepping over the bike, so, but yeah, my sister, my niece and her husband, they all come and support me, so it's brilliant, really. Yeah, I couldn't ask for any better family support.
Well, I was going to say, is there, you know, have there been any interesting conversations with the family? Has anybody tried to say, Rachel, no, come on, you know what I mean? They've said this isn't for you, it's the lads that do that.
No, definitely not. I mean, I couldn't ask for any better. Like, my mum does get terrified, but at the same time, I think she's quite proud of me, so it's nice.
I'm sure she is. Is the sport welcoming for female riders? Because there are one or two way back in history, I'm sure you know, but not many. It's a trail waiting to be blazed.
I definitely don't feel like an oddball. I mean, everyone's really friendly in Speedway. It's a family. It's not just, you don't turn up and you don't speak to anyone. Like, everyone knows everyone. So I never feel secluded or anything. It's just getting changed. I have to get changed in the van because there's no changing rooms for women.
Well, that's the first bit of shield you need to sort out. And now, it's real today, isn't it? That when you're back on the bike today, gets the heart thumping of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've not stopped smiling since I woke up this morning. Yeah, I've been looking forward to it all week. And with the sun shining as well, it just makes it 10 times better. So I can't wait.
And when the balls race here for the first time, there are folks in the stadium watching you. Again, I know you've done a bit of racing before. How's that going to feel?
Yeah, okay, I'm a little bit nervous about that, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the fact that people watch me, that's weird, but I just try and... Well, I suppose once I'm at the start, I just focus so you don't really notice it. But it's brilliant, the support, where people stay behind after the main meeting to watch you. It's just... It makes it all worth it, really.
And if there are ladies, girls coming in, because they do as part of their families and watch, maybe it's time they should start thinking, well, I could do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Anyone wants to borrow my bike, they're welcome. I'm not sure my dad would be pleased with me saying that, but yeah, definitely.
We'll see if anyone takes up that offer. Rachel Hellowell of the Birmingham Bulls, I wish her good luck. We'll see if she's the first of many women to feature in our Speedway teams in this area. But that's where we finish for now. BBC WM will, though, continue to keep tabs on the fortunes of Wolverhampton, Birmingham and Cradley over the coming season. We'll have regular updates and news of fixtures in our sport bulletins and on social media. And there you'll find the links to our live commentary matches online, which you can also reach through the BBC Sport website. We'll give you plenty of notice when they come along. Most of all, though, we wish all our teams well, and as you'll know, here on BBC WM, although we spend a lot of time focusing on our local football dramas, there's so much more going on besides in sport in the West Midlands, especially in the summer months. Speedway takes its place in that, and like all the sports competing for your attention, they'd be delighted to see you there in person. So if you haven't sampled Speedway for a long time or at all, it's certainly a night out you might consider this year. Maybe see you there if so, but keep in touch with BBC WM Sport over the season for details of our upcoming Speedway coverage, not least on our Twitter feed, @SportBBCWM. And if you missed any of this programme or just like to hear the sound of Speedway bikes again, this half hour will be available via that Twitter page in a few moments, as well as through the website and the BBC iPlayer radio app as always. Good luck to our Speedway teams for a safe and successful year, and all the best to you for the rest of the weekend. Network Gold follows in a moment, here on BBC WM.